spitter. Huh? Heb je zin om met mij een avondje te gaan stappen?
Wie denk je wel wie je bent?
Ik heet Moppie, ik ben een lekker wijf. Met een heel mooi lijf. Ik hou van zoenen, huh? Lekker lang zoenen. Met mijn blonde haar krijg ik alles voor elkaar. Gouden ringen en dat soort dingen.
Neem een ander in de maling, vrouwen horen thuis.
Systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Gem Hole. Today is Friday, October 23rd, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 262. How the fuck are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, you.
We're
doing a show now. Are you with it?
I'm with it.
You look like shit. Do you feel as bad as you look?
Worse, in fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm missing pieces of me at the moment.
But, I mean, honestly, they weren't pieces that you needed, right?
Right.
Like, you could have been born sans those pieces and you'd be A-okay.
Yeah, just at an older age, still with them, when they're taken out, it kind of sucks.
Is it just me or is she slurring her speech? Burger says, ready for a 15-minute show? And go!
Hey, you know what? At least I'm fucking here, okay? If this were Big Mouse Podcast, there wouldn't even be a fucking show right now.
Oh. Leave them alone.
No, I cough, I sneeze, oh, I got a cough show, I don't feel good, I'm sick.
Some people...
I just had my ovaries ripped out, along with a fallopian
both
tube.
Both of them? So the doctor did do me a solid. Oh.
No, just the one.
Motherfucker, I want my $5 back.
And it was covered in a giant tumor, which actually was not a cyst, it was a tumor. And it wasn't inside of it, it grew...
You know what? When the doctor told you that, when he came out, and he was like, so, we found in your cyst, it was not a cyst, it was a tumor. If I totally would have been there, I would have been like, no, doc, it's not a tumor, in my best Arnold voice. And we all would have laughed, and you would have laughed and split sutures open.
Not cool.
God, the one time that line, my most favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger line, the one time I could use it and it makes sense
you
to the situation.
There.
I wasn't even there. Damn it. I suck.
But yeah, so
that's got to be the worst comedic timing ever.
yeah, I would think so. But yeah, the tumor had grown all the way around my ovary, engulfing the whole thing, except for the very top. You could kind of see it.
It wasn't inside the ovary, like the
no.
What's it called?
The ultrasound.
The ultrasound showed.
And from the ultrasound, the doctor even looked at it, and he's like, "It looks like it's inside of it because there wasn't any." Separation of anything. It didn't look like two lumps or anything. What it did is it just formed around it, so it still looked like one solid ball.
That's crazy, because I saw it, and you know, I don't translate ultrasounds all that often, but it looked to me that there was something inside the ovary expanding, but this thing was just so big it had formed all the way around it and then continued to expand outward.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. So, Red Fox says, haha, she still manages to get a shot at Big Mouse.
Fuck yeah.
And Burger says, I give you props. I wouldn't be doing a show. And Amy says, gotta have priorities. Yeah, if I got my ovary removed, I'd be like, fuck y'all. Sorry, I'm taking a sick day.
Well, no.
But you're the man. You are the fucking man.
I won't take a sick day. That's stupid.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're delivering water or anything. You're sitting here and we're talking, which is cool. Just, you know, I'll try not to make you laugh too much.
Yeah, I can't really laugh or cough.
Oh, and they're saying, I can turn your mic up a little bit, or can you be a little more louder, or should I just turn your shit up a little?
I can try. Is this loud enough? I don't know. I don't know how much louder I'm going to be able to talk.
Yeah, so. I'll turn it up a little bit.
I did just have a fucking anesthesiologist tube thing shoved down my throat.
So, to catch everybody up, it was my birthday yesterday, also Danny's surgery day. I took her to the hospital in the morning, met everybody there, her uncle, her mom, her dad, and she went in, and I went to work, and she came home. She came home yesterday. I was already home, and I'm surprised they didn't come get me to, like, help carry her up the stairs. And, like, she walked in the door, and oh my god, dude, I looked at her, and she looked like she got her fucking ass just fucking handed to her. Like, you look like you got in a fight, and you did not win.
My face, like, was wrecked, man. Like, yeah, you're from crying so much, from freaking out so much, like, underneath my eyes was red.
What were you, what were you crying and freaking out for? Did he molest you when you were under, like I said he might?
No, baby.
He did send you flowers. Huh?
He gave every one of the girls he operated on that day a flower.
Only the pretty ones that he molested when they were under.
Right. No, just, I woke up and I was in so much fucking pain, it was ridiculous. So I couldn't stop freaking out there. And, okay, are they good now?
Okay, I turned it up a little bit, so. Now don't be too loud.
Great. Anyway, so when I woke up, I fucking was immediately pissed off because I had to pee. I was like, I gotta pee.
Like, this is right out of surgery. You wake up, first thing is like, holy fuck, I gotta piss.
Right. And they're like, no, that's just the catheter. And I'm like, catheter?
Whoa, hold on. Nobody said no nothing about no catheter. Are you kidding me?
I had no idea. And she's like, you're going pee right now. And I'm like, no, that's not cool. And I don't want that in there. I want that out right now. She's like, well, do you want that in or do you want to get up and go to the bathroom? And I'm like,
that's a good point because you're still like on the bed, right, at this point?
Like, I tried to move, and I was like, I don't want to move. So, and then, like, a half an hour later, I could not stop crying and stuff about the pain. Like, it was so fucking bad. I'm like, I don't understand. And then they kept coming in with shots at the Dilaudid.
Now, is that something they told you during pre-op that, by the way,
no,
you will have...
No, they didn't tell me that this was going to be, like, a severe surgery procedure or
Did
whatever.
He know, though? He probably didn't know until he actually got in there and saw exactly what he was dealing with.
Yeah, I had no idea that I was going to be having all of these things done to me. I thought it was just, you know, a simple removal, no big deal.
Right.
But I guess it was a lot more than that. And so when I woke up, man, my whole fucking body, like,
feel like you were wrecked.
Oh, my God.
Is it the worst pain you've ever felt? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was.
Worse than the colonoscopy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they had to move me from the bed to a chair. And they're like, you need to be in a chair. You'll be more comfortable in the chair. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I'll stay right fucking here. I don't want to get in the chair. I don't want to fucking move.
So you were kind of being hard to deal with at this. And I'm sure they deal with that all the time. When people wake up from surgeries, they're not in the greatest of moods. They're probably like, fuck this. Fuck you. What the fuck? This shit. Fuck. Fuck. You know? And
yes.
And they're out of it kind of when they're doing that. So I'm sure it comes out as...
No, dude, I was totally fucking awake and everything, because at that point, everything had worn off, and I was sober again. And I was like, oh my God, oh my fucking God, oh my fucking God, you gotta give me, no, 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 I don't want
everything,
this, I don't want that.
Everything they gave you, just totally, you're straight up sober at this point.
Yes.
Wow. Fuck that.
And then they came in, she's like, all right, let me give you something to help you relax. I'm like, yeah, do that. And she
did you have an attitude with her, though?
A little bit. I was getting kind of pissed.
Yeah.
Well, no, because she'd walk around the fucking corner and stand there and talk with her little fucking nurse friends for 15 minutes while I'm sitting in there fucking freaking out. And she comes back. She's like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, I hate you.
Nothing about this is okay. I woke up with a catheter in me. There's nothing about
No, nothing about it's okay. I've got something shoved in my crotch. I've got this tube hanging out of my fucking stomach.
I just had my guts ripped out.
Yeah.
And scraped.
Everything fucking hurts and I'm sober. This is not okay. So she goes and gets me a thing of Dilaudid and fucking gives me a shot of Dilaudid.
Hydromorphone. How many milligrams? Do you know?
No.
Okay. I was just curious what you were taking.
But, so that was enough to, you know, get me to calm down for a minute, and then she's like, we need to get you to move, and I'm like, no.
I am not moving at all.
No,
that
I didn't
want to
fucking move at all, dude. It hurt, and like, I tried, she goes, here, try and swing your legs, and I swung my legs, and I was like, nope, not
was
fucking
it,
doing it.
It was, you didn't want to do it just because of the pain, or were you just too out of it? You're like, leave me alone, let me go back to sleep.
No, it just hurt. I could go back to sleep if I tried. I tried 100 times in that fucking hospital room.
Just
I could not sleep.
Because of the pain?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was bad, dude. She asked me to move my legs, and I tried to move my fucking legs, and I was like, no, I'm not fucking moving. This
was
just,
she there, like, helping you move your legs? Oh, I hate that. That would drive me nuts. Like, I'll fucking do it, and if I can't, there's probably a good reason why I can't.
Well, like, she had her arm around the back of me, and there's another nurse trying to, like, swing my legs around and shit, and I'm like, stop, 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 stop. Don't fucking move me any further. Stop, stop, stop. And they're like, okay, what's wrong? And I'm like, everything's fucking wrong. It hurts. It hurts like holy hell. I'm not fucking moving. Put me back on the goddamn bed.
How long after surgery would you say this was? Like an hour, half hour, or like is this right after you? Because you didn't wake up immediately after the surgery was over. You probably crashed for what?
The surgery was 2 hours long. I was out for 2 hours, and then I woke up.
The surgery itself, when they had you open.
2 hours.
Okay. And then they bring you back into your bedroom or whatever.
Yeah, and I was asleep for 2 hours before I woke up.
Okay.
And this is after I woke up. This is like 15
minutes
after
I woke up. So your body had a couple hours to kind of digest everything that happened while you were still out. No pain at that point.
No, but...
So during the surgery, did you feel anything or were you totally oblivious?
Oblivious.
Well, that's good. Did it take him like 10 shots to get you out?
No, because that's something different. You know, with an actual anesthesiologist there, he knows what the fuck to do. So
right,
got
and
this.
You had told them pre-op, like, hey, I'm a druggie. You better bring the big shit. Bring the big guns tonight. Mommy wants a night-night.
All I remember before the surgery is I was wheeled into... I got wheeled in to a room, the surgery room, and there's like 8 people there.
And
I'm
this
like,
is all on video that
they'll
be
the
able to see?
Not the surgery room. It's all you see... On
when
video.
When did it cut off?
Everybody came into the room to say hi to me and shit, and they were hooking up all the IVs and stuff.
Right.
And then my anesthesiologist came in and put this stupid cap on my head. He's like, look, you get a dumb cap like me. Yay. And then
that's the last thing I want when I'm about to go under is an anesthesiologist with a sense of humor. No.
He totally had a sense of humor. He was great though. I trust him.
I want to see your serious face when you're about to knock me the fuck out, okay? No fucking, hey, knock knock, who's there? Your anesthesiologist. No. This is serious.
He was really
time.
Cool though. I liked him.
Were they all pretty decent?
Yeah, except for the nurses they left me with afterwards, but anyway.
Okay, well what happened with that?
Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, the last thing you see on the video clip is them pushing me around the corner to go to the surgery room.
Right.
Okay. And then in the surgery room, the last thing I remember is we went in and I was like, oh, is this my room? And they're like, yeah, this is where it's all going to happen. And I'm like, okay. And
were you like, freaked out like beforehand in the waiting room and shit?
Fuck yeah.
Did you go up to them and be like, I'm nervous. Give me something now?
No, they gave me something on the video. You'll see they gave me a shit ton of Valium.
Oh, okay. Some good old benzos.
But the sad part is they give it to me and I'm still sitting there like, like, didn't call me
down. Is this in the waiting room or are you in a private room at this point?
I'm in a private room.
Oh, okay.
But, so I went in there and there's like 8 people in there and they all come up and introduce themselves to me.
Damn.
They're all the nurses and stuff.
Any juggling clowns or anything like that? Magicians?
No.
Like, no?
And then the doctor comes in and he's like, okay, you know, this is where we need to be. And then they had to move me from my bed to the operating table. And I got on that and I was like, all right. And, you know, laid back. And the anesthesiologist dude, he shows me the thing, the fucking tube full of stuff.
Right.
It's like this milky white shit. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's the stuff
semen.
That knocks you.
That would be semen.
It knocked me the well, semen knocked me the fuck out.
That's but, some good semen.
He goes, this is it. He goes, you won't remember anything after I put this in there. And I'm like, okay.
Like, place your bets, bitch. Let's do this.
I'm like, okay. And then I saw him, and I saw him fucking do the thing with my, the fuck you call it?
The IV line? Excuse your face. All right.
The IV line. I saw it go in, and I watched it go through my the fucking tube and then hit my arm.
No shit.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing, watched it hit my arm, and everything just went... Bah.
Lights out?
Done.
And that was it?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's impressive.
And then I woke up
really curious,
mad.
I'm curious what it was.
Good stuff.
Did you have weird dreams at all? Do you remember anything while you were knocked out? Anything like that?
Nope. No weird dreams, no nothing. Just kind of... out and then awake.
Next thing you know it, you're up and
freaking
in
out.
Pain.
Yes.
All right, so the doctor is there when you wake up?
No. No one
just,
was there when I woke up.
Oh, you were like by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Berger says, when I came to from my surgery, I was so confused. I thought I was in an NA meeting all fucked up. And Birdie says, I've only gotten my tonsils removed when I was 12. And when I woke up, my neck and head hurt so much I peed the bed.
Nice. Well, I would have peed the bed if they didn't have a catheter in me.
Is that why they do that, perhaps?
Probably. But, that sucks. I don't know. They just, the doctor came in and talked to me a little bit later and told me exactly what had happened and stuff.
And that's when he informed you that it wasn't a cyst, it was a tumor.
Yeah. It ended up being a tumor. He had to take that out.
Benign or cancerous?
Benign.
That's good.
He's sitting away for more tests and shit.
What other... Isn't that the only test they do? Is it cancerous or not done? Like,
well,
what
no,
else?
No, we want to know what caused it. Like, it could be an egg that kept growing that caused it.
Oh, I
or
see.
It could
so they
be
can...
the endometriosis that got so bad that it turned
right.
into a tumor.
So they can look at the material
cyst.
That is made up of and see if this is pieces of an egg
right.
or if this is endometriosis or
right.
if there's cancer inside it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Things like that. So they had to take that out. And contrary to my belief, they did not pull it out through my belly button.
Right, and I wasn't thinking, when you see the ultrasound, like, it's big, and I didn't think the belly button would expand like a vagina does. So, like I said before, the only
why
way...
Why do you think a spot that had no opening to it would expand like that?
Right, well, the only way I assumed they were going to do it was either piece by piece, or they were going to drain it till it was small enough to fit and then pull it out.
Well, they didn't want to drain it and infect any other areas if it's any kind of infectious material,
and
you know?
They didn't know that it,
no
in, at that point, right.
Uh-uh. So... they made 4 incisions, one at my belly button, one on each side, and then one in my pubes, okay?
Nice. And these pictures are up on the jamhole.com/forums
yep,
if you really want to see it. I do not. Please do not send them to me. Thank
what
you.
What he did was he shoved a bag in through my belly button, okay?
A bag?
A bag.
Like a plastic Rosars bag?
No.
Grocery bag? No.
But like a bag.
Colostomy bag.
Sure.
Bagpipes? Sorry.
A bag. He put a clear whatever bag in through my belly button and then bagged the fallopian tube and the cyst or tumor or whatever
right.
in the bag and then pulled that out the lower opening in my pubes.
Oh, so it... Okay.
Which is really weird.
So that was a bigger incision than what your belly button was, or
yeah,
I don't,
yeah, because okay. The one that hurts the most right now is the lower one,
right?
Because it was bigger, and they had to actually put stitches in it and shit and all that. They're the dissolvable stitches, which is cool. And they're only on the inside.
All of them. There's no stitches,
There's no stitches anywhere.
That's good.
Yeah, I can't take this tape stuff off for like 3 weeks because it basically is my stitches.
It's holding the outside.
And they did that, and then he found that there is endometriosis in there, and that is what was causing me a lot of the pain.
In the fallopian tube.
Yep, because on my right fallopian tube, there was a bunch of endometriosis.
Just on the right one?
Well, on the left one, too.
Oh,
but
okay.
He had removed that one, so it doesn't really matter. He had to
take
that off. But there was, you know, a buildup of endometriosis on my right fallopian tube and on the right ovary. And there was a small cyst on the right ovary, which he ended up having to take off as well.
Actual cyst, not tumor. So that was not a tumor.
No, that was not a tumor.
Thank you.
But so he took all that off, and then he was, you know, hunting around for more endo, you know, just to make sure. And he found more endometriosis on the outside of my bladder.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So that shit spreads just
over. Yeah, everywhere.
That's fucked up shit.
And he got it off of the outside of the bladder. There was more inside my bladder, which is why it hurts to pee right
now. So he actually went looking for it under the assumption that it possibly could have spread to other
areas.
Well,
if he saw it, he's like, she's got more. We got to find it.
Right, you know. He wasn't, because I was thinking they would just do the surgery that you initially went in for, and then that would have been it, and then, like, you know, 6 months later, excuse my face, you'd have more problems and have to go back in, but he was actually very thorough and got all of it.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Well, I talked with him beforehand, I was like, you know, I really believe that this is endometriosis related. I'm like, I know there's no way to diagnose it unless you have surgery.
Right.
And I guarantee you what you'll find is endometriosis.
So he kind of had an idea. And
he knew.
And he had your previous charts that you went in, and it wasn't Crohn's disease and it wasn't a couple other things. So that is the only thing left, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he did find some, and he got it off of the tubes, the ovary, got that cyst off the ovary, got it out of, or off of my uterus. Not uterus, off of my bladder and off of the inside of my bladder, which...
Wow, it was on the outside and the inside?
Uh-huh.
Fuck, dude.
That's why, it's not because of the catheter that it hurts to pee. It's because he fucking broke into my bladder.
Right.
And I've got stitches in my bladder right now.
That's crazy, dude.
And it hurts, so when I piss, it hurts.
You were all kinds of fucked up then, huh?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
There was more in my uterus... And on some of my intestines in the back.
Wow.
And
so he's pretty sure he got all of it?
Yeah, he got...
And it will not grow back? Because you were telling me about...
That stuff will grow back. If it...
Because I'm just thinking, you told me about your friend that has to go in every couple of years to get the shit scraped off again, because it keeps growing back.
Yeah.
So is that what you're going to have to do?
If it comes back again to that extent, and I have that kind of a thing going on my ovary again...
On the other one.
It will be a hysterectomy. It will not be anything trying to save anything.
See, should have listened to me.
I will just be getting rid of everything because I...
The whole shebang.
...will not be going through this fucking pain ever again.
Pretty bad, huh? The worst thing you've ever experienced, would you say?
I'm tearing up thinking about it, yeah.
Wow.
Like,
yeah, and that's, you. Yesterday when you got home, you know, you came in and your dad was with you for a bit, and you were just in pain, like I could see it on your face, and then we went out to smoke, and that's when you just kind of broke down and lost it, and I had never seen you cry like that, really. Like, you've always been a real tough chick and stuff, and you just like broke down and was in tears, and I felt so bad. I was like, fuck, dude.
My mom, oh my
and that's
god, dude. My
why,
mom
I mean,
freaked
I was,
out.
I was at work and shit, but I mean, if I really wanted to, I could have rolled up there and saw you, but I don't do well with that shit, you know? I didn't want to see you in that situation, you know?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I wish my mom wasn't even there for the part that I freaked out. Because, like, I didn't even let her in the fucking room for at least an hour. I called my dad back, and that was it, because my dad and me, you know.
Right, you're a lot closer. You're daddy's girl, not mommy's girl.
He could calm me down a lot better.
Your brother is mommy's girl.
Yeah, kind of.
Come on.
And the funny thing is I asked for my dad, and they brought in my brother, and he's got the camera.
Right, no, the other one.
No, and he's got the camera, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like convulsing, and I can't stop shaking.
Is
and
that
I
on
can't
tape?
Stop crying. No.
Oh.
Hell no. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, get the fuck out of here and go get my dad.
Wow.
And he's like, well, they just asked for Michael. And I'm like,
no shit.
I'm like, Mikey, please go get my dad. And he's like, oh, okay. And like, he ran and went and got my dad. And that in itself freaked my fucking mom out.
Right. You know, like, why is she calling for
just her dad? Yeah, and Mikey's like, Dana is freaking out. She's crying her eyeballs out. He's like, she does not look good at all.
So is that normal then, or did they just manage your pain poorly?
I don't know. I don't know if anything's normal.
I guess, yeah, you don't have anything. I would be interested to see if that's, like, par for the course, or if maybe because of how in the spotlight now in the media, you know, these doctors are scared to prescribe. I guess they're not even prescribing. You're in the fucking hospital, but because of all of the opiate abuse that's happening, they're scared to administer that shit. So the people that are, you know, drug addicts kind of ruin it for people that need it legitimately, and that's kind of fucked up, you know?
And even my mom and my dad were all staying there telling them, Lorazepam and Percocet don't work. You have to give her something harder.
Right. Well, like maybe that was why they were kind of not wanting to, because they're in there like, give her the hard stuff, you know?
Well, no, it wasn't
like you
like
can't
that.
Go in there like a drug addict. You have to be straight up, you know?
I didn't. It was the fact that, you know, even, I mean, come on, if your fucking parents are there and they're like, look, my daughter's in legitimate fucking pain. I'm telling you right now, Lortabs and stuff are not going to work. She had that stuff for her colonoscopy thing before. Her doctor ended up having to prescribe her fucking Dilaudid too.
And you know what a lot of that could be also is that certain doctors and nurses have very large egos. And when somebody tells them that to do something like that, they do the opposite because they don't like being told what to do. Because who the fuck are you, you know? I'm the doctor, not you. So if you're telling me to do this, I can see them, you know, not wanting to just because.
Either way, they gave me
egos.
A shit ton of Dilaudid while I was in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to what I was saying. They finally went and grabbed my dad, and fuck, I was so fucking bad, dude. Like it was so bad. And then about an hour later, I was okay. And
after how many shots? A bunch.
Probably at that point six.
So Berger says, so because your doc said to wait for surgery, can you sue?
To wait for surgery?
Yeah, remember they were like, keep taking these hormone things, wait, you know, we're not going to operate now, we want you to try this first. It probably would have been, it wouldn't have had a chance to spread as much if they would have went in the first time, not 6 months later, you know? They were feeding that fucking thing for like 6 months, basically.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just something to think about. Amy says maybe it was something hormonal since they are fucking with all the reproductive stuff.
That could have been it too, you know? I mean, my hormones were way out of whack.
Well, and just the fact that that is a very traumatic thing, not only for your body, but mentally. Like, that's some fucked up shit to go through, you know?
And then, so, they brought everybody else in, brought my mom in and shit, and, like, I don't know, everything was okay for a while, and then your mom showed up, and everything was still okay or whatever. They came in and, like, you know, kept, because they finally got me in that chair.
Right.
Or whatever.
I sent my ambassador.
They wouldn't let me see any of my family until I could get in the chair.
Well, really? Yeah. I don't know. I can see that maybe because they know you want to see your family and they want you to be in that chair. So they're like, well, as soon as you do that, you can see your family, motivates you to get into the chair quicker.
Freaking out. I'm like, I looked at the nurse. I was like, that's fucking bullshit. I want to see my dad right fucking now.
Did you punch a bitch?
I should have.
How could you imagine her like going home and having dinner with her family and be like, I got punched today.
That's so awesome.
You have
awesome.
No idea how many people I would have hit if I would have been able to.
Oh, I bet.
But, so later on, towards the end of the day, you know, I still have this fucking tube in my stomach, you know, and this catheter. And,
the catheter was in you the whole time? They didn't remove it when you went into the chair?
Nope.
Wow.
It was in me the whole time. And it felt really weird.
I bet.
Especially getting up to get into the chair, I could feel it move and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like poking out like a dick? Were you like, hey, check out my dick?
No.
Oh.
But,
of course not. That would be silly.
You would. You'd be like, eh.
Fuck yeah. Like, look at my dick. It's plastic.
So they have those in, and they're like, all right, the doctor says, you know, you can go ahead and go. And they told me that I couldn't have any more drugs or anything because they wanted me to be able to walk out the door. And I was like, I was able right. to fucking walk out the door, the eighth shot you gave me. It's fine.
Red Fox says, dude, at our hospital, I would have been called for code purple, aggressive patient.
Nice.
That's awesome.
But, like, seriously, though, when you're in actual fucking pain and they give you pain medication, it doesn't fuck you up like you think it would. Like, it right. goes, it attacks the pain. And that's fine and everything, but they're thinking, like, oh, she's not going to be able to walk out of the place or do anything on her own if we keep giving her this medicine. I'm like, no, I will.
Well,
trust
that,
me.
And they're concerned that you get to a point where there's so much of it built up in your brain neurons that the next shot could put it over the edge, and now they have to deal with an OD. I could definitely see them because you're, you know, you just got a surgery, which is trauma to your body, and then they're pumping you full of this, you know, hydromorphone, which once it crosses the brain-blood barrier and it attacks those receptors, it doesn't take much to push you over that edge. So I can see them being, you know, a little cautious about it, but if you're screaming at them, I'm in fucking pain, like, it's a tough decision to make. I wouldn't want to be put in that position, especially with how Sue happy people are these days, you know? It takes one little misstep and boom, you just lost your whole license, you know?
Career.
Yeah, exactly. And that shit, it, what do you do then, you know?
but anyway, the first nurses and stuff he left me with were fine. But the last one that had to remove the fucking drainage tube and the catheter, I did not like at all.
Did they have a shift change then while you were there?
Oh,
I see.
They did.
And that sucks, too, because now you have fresh nurses that have no idea what has happened except what they read on the charts. They don't know you. You have no rapport with them like you did with the other nurses. You're starting over from scratch now.
Yeah.
So to them, who the fuck are you? You know, the other ones,
like I said, the one lady kept saying, oh, it's just another day at work for me.
Yeah, exactly. The other ones saw you come out of surgery, probably. They know what you went through.
She was there, and then, like, she heard me wake up, and then she ran in the room. She, like, you know, immediately tried to calm me down and stuff. Like,
and that, you know, that has a lot to do with, you know, a person-to-person connection. After that, these new nurses come in. They don't see you waking up out of surgery. They don't see with their own eyes, and, you know, emotionally, they don't have any idea what you went through. To them, like you said, it's just another day at work. So, you know, what the fuck? They just treat you like another room, basically. It's like room 101, this, room 102, this. It's just another day at the office. It's like working at McDonald's drive through, you know? It's another car coming through the fucking drive through. And that sucks that that's how it is, but that's how some people are.
So
it's just a job.
The lady was like, we need to get this, you know, you can leave as soon as we get this drainage tube and catheter out of you and we make sure you're able to piss on your own. I'm like, okay. And the first thing she goes to remove is the drainage tube. And I grab it. I look at her. I'm like, is this going to fucking hurt?
What drainage tube? The one in your...
In my gut.
Guts, right, okay.
It goes in me like a foot and a half.
Into your intestines, or is it just in your abdomen
just
somewhere?
Where he was working at, because he was spraying it off with a lot of saline and stuff.
Right, right, okay.
So he's trying to drain all the saline and shit out.
Okay, I see.
All right, well...
Suction. That's when the doctor's like, I need more suction. It's because it's getting... There's too much blood in there. They have to wash it off and then suck it out. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
So there was still a drainage tube in there, and I'm grabbing, I'm like, is this going to fucking hurt?
Is that weird that they left that in that long? Like, that seems like something they should have pulled out
While I was asleep,
when
maybe?
You were done, well, just when you were done with surgery, because that's what it's for. They're not going to use it for anything else, you know.
It's because I was still draining quite a bit.
Oh, you know, I still had it was still okay. I see.
Like they that came out sense. And emptied it, and then hooked it back up, and then like an hour later, it was full again.
Right, because it was like with my cyst, how you know you drain it, and then 20 minutes later, it's full again. It just yeah, your body's was, producing these antibodies.
And so,
and
like
shit.
At the end of the day, it this is the only thing that was holding me back from going home was that thing draining so much. And
really?
So when it finally stopped draining a bunch, like it just got down to like to where it was filling up the bottom of the jug.
Right, right.
And then they're like, okay, well that's enough, you know. And I'm like, all right. And then she goes to do it, and I'm like, is this gonna hurt? And I'm like, you know, I need to fucking know. And she's like, you know, I've gotten a lot of different. You know, sayings from it, people say it feels really weird. Or
some are like, yeah, just fuck me with it, yeah. And others are like, fuck, it hurts. And others are like, yeah, it was all right.
Pretty much. And, you know, she said that from most so that for most people that it doesn't hurt, it just feels weird. So I'm like, okay, I can go with that. And she fucking pulls it out. And I didn't know it was this fucking long, dude. I had no idea. And, like, I looked down and I watched. And she fucking pulled it out. Oh, my God.
Is that that JP thing that yes. MDS was yeah. talking about? MDS yeah. says it goes to the JP that sucks it out. What is JP? What does that stand for?
Jackson something.
Jackson Pollock?
I don't know. It's a name of it, though. It's
I was just curious.
Some guy made it, I guess.
Okay.
But so I watch her pull it out, and the first, like, 4 inches is okay. I'm not freaking out yet. And then, like, then I feel it move. Way over here on my fucking left side.
That's,
I'm like,
that's gotta be so weird.
I start freaking the fuck out, and then like she's like whoop, and like rips it out like that, and it felt like bumpy, like
no shit.
Oh my God, dude, she must have hit nerves or something on her way out, because it hurt like a motherfucker. It felt like she was pulling my intestines out, dude.
Red Fox says, like a magician with handkerchiefs tied up, they keep pulling and pulling.
That shit hurts so fucking bad.
You know, just like pulling them out nonstop.
I was shaking so fucking bad, like I could not stop shaking. I was like, oh my God, oh my fucking God, oh my, like I was gonna pass out, dude.
Did it feel like your guts were gonna come with it? Like,
yes,
oh, there's my duodenum.
It felt like she pulled out my intestine.
That's crazy, dude. That would be so creepy.
That was the worst fucking feeling I've ever had to go through. And then she had to take out the catheter, and I'm like, all right, you just told me that wouldn't fucking hurt. The catheter's gonna hurt. And she's like, well, don't set yourself up for failure and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? No, it's gonna fucking hurt. Shut up and just take it out. And like,
wow.
She's like, well, we need to make sure you can pee first. And I'm like,
how are we gonna do that if it's in me?
I'm like,
smart,
I don't understand.
Guy.
So she unhooks this thing from it. And she fucking takes this big vial or whatever and, like, shoves it in there and pushes a shit ton of water in it.
Ugh. You're like, no, that's exit only, bitch.
She does that about 3 times.
Really?
Of this big, like...
Like a turkey baster.
Yeah.
That's fucked
water.
Up, dude.
She shoves a shit ton of
says,
water in
there.
There
goes the spleen.
So, like, a shit ton of water. She pinches off the thing so it doesn't come back out. And then she just basically gives it a yank and, like, it pulls out. And that actually didn't hurt. But
well,
then all of
good.
A sudden I had to piss so fucking bad it wasn't funny. And she goes around the corner and I hear her start talking to another fucking nurse. And I'm
like her buddy?
Yeah.
Right.
And like I can't barely walk. I haven't stood up yet to walk
so
yet.
So she pulls it out and then leaves.
Yes.
And she's probably still holding the catheter talking to this lady like, God, the chick in this room is such a cunt. And the other lady's like, oh, I know, I got another cunt in this room. You know, like, totally just shooting this shit. I can totally see him doing that.
It pissed me off so bad because she knew exactly when she pulled that out and stuff, I was going to have to pee.
Instantly. Because she just put a bunch of fluid in there, right?
Yes.
It didn't come out into the bag or whatever.
No.
It's in you now.
Yes.
That's fucked up, dude.
And so she leaves me there, and I haven't gotten up yet. I have not tried to walk yet. Okay? And, like... I'm freaking out. I'm, like, hitting shit. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? I gotta pee. And, like, she finally came in there. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what? Fuck you. And then, like, she fucking picks me up or whatever and tries to get me to walk. This bathroom was literally 10 feet away from me.
Yeah, like, it built into the room. Each room has,
no,
what, 2 beds and
no,
then a bathroom?
No.
No?
Different kind of room. It's not hospital rooms. It's surgery recovery room.
Sandy says, when I had my hysterectomy, I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital overnight and heard the nurses badmouth me. Excuse my face. I confronted them on it.
I'd be curious what they say, Sandy,
what they said about that, if you have a sec.
Yeah, that's some fucking bullshit. I hate.
Were you now, Sandy? Were you being a bitch like she maybe was, or was it surgery?
I wasn't really being a bitch, man. The thing was, I mean, I was in a lot of pain and I was freaking out.
Right, but to them, you're just another bitching, nagging patient. I'm saying from their perspective, you know, being just another day at work.
Sandy says they talked about how often I had to go to the bathroom. Well,
yeah, now see
them.
You're a nurse. You help people. Unless you're the kind of person that heard, like, holy shit, there's a huge demand for nurses. I'm going to go be one. Instead of being like.
Yeah, she says it hurt like hell to pee, so I would only pee at a little bit. And you are not allowed to get up without help. So fuck them, dude.
But see, that's what I'm saying. There's two different kinds. One kind has that job because they actually want to help people. They care. They're apathetic to your needs, like it sounds like your first set of nurses were.
Yeah, my first nurse was very nice.
Right. Then there's the second kind, who it's just a 9-to-5 day
job. She's kind of a bitch to Mikey, because when they pulled Mikey in instead of my dad, I kind of freaked out, and she was like... She was like, you need to get out of the room right now. She needs her father in the room. Go get her father right now. You need to leave. And she's like, I'll give you 2 minutes and leave. And he's like, all right, you don't have to fucking yell at me. And I'm like, Mikey, just listen to her and go get dad.
Yeah. And see, it sucks because it's a tough position to be in. You know, you're constantly day in, day out dealing with people that are in pain. And I'm sure that takes its toll. But on the other hand, that's your job. You should expect that kind of shit.
So, you
should just be as nice as you can. That's all you can do.
The first time I had to get up and walk, all right, I really wish my mom was
By yourself or with the nurse?
With the nurse.
Right.
I really wish my mom was not there for that. Or your mom, because your mom and my mom were both staying there actually holding the bathroom door open.
And this is the first time my mom has met your parents, isn't it?
Right. They all like her very much, which is cool.
Yeah, she's very nice.
And my dad... was not there because he knew exactly what was going to happen.
Right.
So
Birdie says, my brother's actually studying to be a nurse. And I asked him, is it because he cares or just needs a job? And he says, he actually cares. He's a junior in high school and really wants to be a nurse. That's pretty cool that, you know, he's that young and knows what he wants to do. And MDS says, the male nurse trainees have a lot of trouble with doing catheters. They can't find the pee hole.
That's awesome.
But, you know, so she tries to get me up, and immediately, dude, after all those fucking drugs, all that shit, I was totally fine in the chair. Dude, she went to get me up, and broke down, freaking out, couldn't breathe, couldn't fucking do anything. I was fucking crying my eyeballs out.
Full on panty.
Yeah.
Full on panty.
Yeah, I was freaking the fuck out, and like...
Oh, shit.
And my mom, I could see her. The only thing she could do is just this. She's freaking out herself, going like this, not even looking at me. Just like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And it's tough for a parent to see their child in pain like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's a tough thing. Birdie says about his brother trained to be a nurse. On the first day, they said they'd have to lift up old ladies' boobs and wash under them. That's gross. From under cheese. Oh, man.
That's gross.
You guys are gross.
But, like, you know, I couldn't even stand straight up. I still can't really stand straight up.
Yeah, dude, that's your main pivotal motion is in that area that you have fucking stitches all up in.
It hurts so fucking bad. And peeing straight water, that feels really weird.
And you were peeing blood afterwards, weren't you? You were telling me about that last night. You were like, come here and look at this. And I was like, no, I don't even want to see your stitches, dude. I don't deal well with that shit.
Yeah, I have a lot of blood going on down there, and I'm not even on my period yet.
And you may notice I haven't been hugging you or anything much, and it's because my mom told me, you know, just be careful with her. So now I'm afraid to touch you. I don't want to, like, hurt you. I slept on the couch last night because I move around quite a bit, and I know the one time that, you know, she's hurt, I'm going to fucking roll over and throw an arm right into one of her stitches, and she's going to black my eye, and I don't want to go to work with a black eye. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Yes, it's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G?
Hi, Red Fox.
Yeah, I wanted to say first, happy birthday, Matt.
Hey, thank you.
And also, Danny, you're a trooper.
Fucking A.
Did you get the Twitter PM I sent you? I sent you a little present.
Yes, I saw that. Is that in the mail, by the way?
Yes, it's in the mail, but I figured this would hold you over.
Okay.
You can look up whatever shows you want. Cool. On there.
Did you overnight it?
No.
No. Okay. Well, that's cool. Did you mail it today or yesterday?
Today.
Okay.
They always try and do that whenever I go to mail stickers or shirts or CDs or whatever. They always give me, like, they're like, "Well, for $45, we can have it there tomorrow." I'm like, they're stickers, dude. No. But every time they always do that. They try and, like, sneak in the most expensive thing. I'm like, no.
What is that website you sent me? I haven't got a chance to look at it yet.
It's a friend of mine works on that website. It's just like a link where you can watch streaming anime, and you just look up whatever show you want, and they'll have it.
Is it off of Hulu? I didn't even see the link.
It's kind of like that, but it's not Hulu.
Oh, but just focus.
It's a secret, allegedly legal.
So. Oh, nice. Right on.
That's really cool. Hell yeah. Maybe I'll...
Excuse my face.
Maybe I'll do some of that while I'm laid up
so
tomorrow.
So, you, Red Fox, you work in a hospital, yes?
Yes.
You ever deal with patients that are just rancid bitches to you? You're not a nurse, though, so you probably don't.
No, I only go for the code purples, which are the aggressive people.
Right. So when that...
Well, like, there's a team of people that's, like, the security people and a bunch of other people, too.
I see. So when that happens, all of you guys stop whatever you're doing and go to wherever the problem's at?
Yeah.
What's, is there one in particular that sticks with you that, you could tell us about, or? I'm curious.
Well, the reason I signed up is because our department is, like, the farthest away from the security people, and there's hobos sometimes, and you never know what kind of people are going to be walking in the door.
Right, yeah, for sure. Especially in Milwaukee.
It's usually just people that are freaked out, and they're like, "I don't want to be here anymore. I'm in pain. I just let me go." And, you know, they can't really go because they need to get... I know Danny's probably laughing, but...
What?
It's like... I don't know, because it's like they're people that just, like, they don't realize, like, you know, "I'm in pain, I just want to go home, let me go," but, you know, they still have to finish their treatment.
And right,
so,
and they,
you know,
need to...
The doctor will come in and help calm them down and everything, and,
yeah,
you know,
but
it's more of a support thing.
Have any of them ever tried to, like, rip off all the wires and rip out the catheter
and make a
run for it?
Kick in things and stuff, yeah.
That's crazy.
Ugh. I don't know, dude. Fucking, I don't ever want to have to do this ever, ever again.
I know, and after hearing your story, it makes me totally just want to live with my cyst and
but,
not
babe,
get it removed.
Like I said, it's not on your insides. Don't
but, yeah,
why
and
it hurts so fucking
I know
bad
that.
Because it's on my insides.
Like, I know that. It just, from, like, just seeing what you look like after, and I know it's way more traumatic than what I'm going to have done, but...
I took pictures and sent them to Twitter of when my face was just covered in red and shit.
I know, you look like I had abused you. I was like, dude, don't post those. People are going to start talking.
My eyes were all swelled the fuck up, and just, it looked like I had rashes under my eyes from crying. Are they still there, the red rash?
No, it's gone for the most part.
Okay, good.
So you got anything else you want to say, Red Fox?
Not really. Oh, do you need PayPal for your store?
No, you can pay with just a credit card, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Once you add to cart and you go to checkout, there's a place that you can put in your info.
Because because I know to donate you need PayPal, but
right, yeah. The store uses a PayPal gateway, but you can use your credit card through it. I believe I haven't been able to test that stuff, but if you can't, let me know and we'll figure something out.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Red Fox, for the fooly cooly.
No problem.
That's like my favorite. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Holla back.
Bye.
So, but, dude, like, the hospital, man, it's so fucking, it sucks so bad.
Yeah. And it's not a fun place.
And then they fucking wheeled me out to the car, right? And this, I think the lady wasn't paying attention.
Is it the law, like, you cannot leave the hospital walking, you have to be wheeled? Okay.
Yeah. As we were walking, I was like, dude, my fucking shoulder hurts. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my shoulder? And like,
right? That's nowhere near
anything.
I'm like, I almost
started crying. I'm like, why does my shoulder hurt? Why? What the fuck is going on?
And that wasn't hurting when you were still inside?
Well, no, when I was just sitting or whatever and I hadn't been moved.
Right.
Or whatever. It only happens like when I have to get up and move around and stuff, when I actually have to move my shoulder and shit. And like, I can't sleep on my fucking back now because my shoulder hurts when I do that. But, and the nurse that was pushing me, the one I think is dumb as a box of rocks, she said that,
Now, what all happened with her? Like, why do you have so much aggression? You mentioned a little bit about the
whole... Well,
because
she wouldn't talk to somebody while I was supposed to be getting helped to go to the bathroom and shit.
And instead of helping you, and then when she went to help you, she just kind of drug you along instead of going at your pace.
Yes.
That's kind of fucked up.
That really did suck. And then...
And then telling, kind of cutting you off from the drugs, like, you've had enough.
Yeah.
So all that stuff on top of what you just went through, fuck that bitch.
And because she said, like, twice, haha, this is just another day at work for me. I just want to fucking punch her in her face.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Not something you say
you
within
say
your shot of your patients, regardless of if you're a nurse or a fucking anything. Like, that's just, it's not good bedside manner.
No. It wasn't good
like,
pillow talk
just
at all.
Another day at the office, ready for a little snip snip.
No, the doctor, though, he was super sweet. Like I said, I think he's just really nice and compassionate because he works on women all day long.
Right, and he has an excellent bedside manner from the sound of it. He called you at night last night and checking up on you, and that's really good. It's good
called
when a doctor, when they're even at home, takes the time out of their day because that means they're thinking about you, and he knows that, you know, you were really nervous and stuff, and that's really cool of him.
Yeah, he was a really good doctor, and I'm very happy that I got him. So, and, you know, it was really sweet when they brought me in a rose, and they're like, this is from Dr. Rogers or whatever, and I was like, oh.
That's cool.
Made me smile. But, like, I didn't, the nurse that was pushing me was the one I didn't like or whatever, and that's what I was asking about my shoulder.
Right.
And she told me that the hydrogen peroxide or whatever that they had to pump into my stomach to separate everything from my intestines so they could see what was going on. You know, they basically had to blow me up like a fucking balloon.
Right.
All that pushes on my fucking diaphragm. Again, and that pushes against my lungs and my heart and my ribs and all this shit up here. That's why I couldn't breathe for myself. That's why I needed an anesthesiologist because the pressure keeps me from breathing. So that's why
that's
you had
crazy.
To breathe for me. Yeah, it's fucking weird as hell. That and, you know... That being done, and when he deflated me or whatever, he didn't deflate all of it because I'm still, man, it's probably just swollen. But, like, she told me, she's like, because they did that, it bruised a lot of your organs and stuff.
Right. Well,
here.
It's pushing everything up.
Right.
So one thing expands into the next, and it goes on until there's a little free space, probably above your diaphragm, for that stuff to go, you know?
Yeah. And so she said it's called residual pain or whatever. She said it's going to move around. It'll usually stay in your shoulders. And I'm like, this shit fucking hurts.
It's like the people when they have heart attacks, they notice that their arm starts to hurt and then their shoulder.
Well, that's because there's a main artery that runs through there. That's why.
Okay.
That actually has a connecting point.
Right, okay.
There's no reason why this should be hurting because I just had my fucking female parts worked on. I don't get it. But
did they find your squiggly splooge while they were in there?
I think they removed that too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Send that bitch off to the doctor test.
So Paul is now in a lab somewhere.
Sandy says, I was always told the shoulders hurt because the way they have you strapped on the table, you're out when they move your arms, so you don't know they have them straight out.
Huh.
Did they have you strapped down?
No.
Not that you're aware of. So she checks. Maybe. Well, that's crazy, man. I'm glad you're alive, for one. Congratulations. Not really.
Tell you what, that cat almost isn't alive.
The cat looks not alive right now.
That cat almost got fucking killed. I was sitting on the couch just like laying back and chillaxing, and I kind of had my eyes closed, and she just jumped right up, stuck her fucking foot in the left hole.
Ah, and that's like I had started to mention before Red Fox called, I slept on the couch last night because I was, you know, really nervous about moving and hurting her. And she's like, is the cat out? Make sure the cat is out of the bedroom tonight. And I was like, yeah, you know, I brought the cat out and everything because the cat just sleeps wherever. Usually
she likes to sleep on me.
On my side.
On us, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, yeah, the cat can't be in there. I'll sleep on the couch. That's cool. And so, yeah, you sent me a text message today. It was something about the cat. And I was like, dude, the cat doesn't know that you just had surgery. It's not her fault. And because you said something about you threw her across the room, and then you felt bad about it, and you petted her and hugged her.
Yeah, well, no, because I was right where you were, and she got on me, and it hurt like hell, and I threw her to, like, over here.
Right.
You know, and I got up.
And that's, I do it all the time. When she's on me, I just
sat there
her.
And, like, grabbed my stomach. I was like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Did she rip it open?
No.
That's good, because cats have some germs, and that would be bad news bears.
So I had to sit there and, like, hold it for a minute or two, and I was like, okay, I can get up. And I got up, and I grabbed her, and I picked her up, and I was like, okay, I'm sorry, but you can't jump on me. And so I think she got it. She hasn't tried to get on me since, so... I don't know. She's a
out.
Cutie. Okay. We could take her ovaries out right now. But, I don't know. And it really sucks because, you know, I was talking to your mom and stuff before we even came home, and she's like, what are you going to do about Matt? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, he's a cuddler. And I'm like, I know.
Until he sees the stoochers and gets grossed the fuck out. I haven't touched her since, man.
No, because, like... She was talking to my mom about you and your brother being totally opposite about that. Like, Mark's all like, I don't want to be, stop it, you know, stop hugging me. And you're all like, I love you, hug me more. And, you know, you're a cuddler or whatever. And so I was like, I don't know what to do, you know. And I don't like sleeping without you in the bed because I like, you know, having you to hold on to and stuff, you know. But if you accidentally hit me or something, then... That would be, like, the end of it.
Yeah, and I know. I do move around quite a bit. So I'm sure for the next few nights, you know, I'll crash on the couch and you can have the bed, I suppose. Because, hey, I'm nice. I could have made you sleep on the couch. But I didn't. Because I'm nice. Oh, fun. Well, I'm glad you're better and everything's A-OK so far. So when do you have to go in next to see them?
My post-op is on the 2nd, I believe.
Right. And then I have to go in on the 9th for my pre-op, and then the fucking 13th.
Thank God you won't be nearly as bad as I am.
Really looking forward to that, especially after hearing your fucking story.
At least, I don't think you'll have much trouble getting up the stairs as I did, dude.
Well, yeah, that's true. They'll have my dick in a sling.
That'd be so cool.
It'll be fun.
Those stairs, dude... Did you even hear me coming up the stairs?
Kind of.
I mean, kind of.
A little
of.
Bit. I kind of heard it. I didn't, I mean, I wasn't like, oh, that's her. But I heard something kind of coming up the stairs. Oh. I just assumed it was the neighbor or something.
Oh. No, it was me.
All right.
Crying
well,
and freaking out and holding onto the fucking railing. And my dad.
Right. Yeah, that and that did kind of freak me out. Like, you came in and you're like... just, like, freaking out. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. But you... Once you got some drugs in you, you were doing all right. You're a trooper. You're a Koopa Troopa. For sure. All right, well, I got a couple stories here before we get out of here. You know how in the world we, every now and then, we have these weird sightings of the Virgin Mary Jesus, usually in things like a ding dong or a Twinkie
bologna.
or what?
Bologna.
Or bologna or toast. Well, we have one in Glasgow, and I have two of these that came out recently. I have the picture here, if you look at camera one. They're saying this is Jesus.
It doesn't even look like Jesus.
It doesn't look like anything. It's like a fucking, those ink blot, the Rorschach test.
Yeah.
You see what your mind tells you to see or what you want to see. So as soon as the first
looks
person.
Like a black man.
It doesn't look like anything to me. It doesn't look like a person at all. It looks like just. Like someone tried to draw something. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of the dude on Futurama, the lobster guy. What's his name?
Oh, Dr. Zoidberg.
Zoidberg with the little hangy things here. That's kind of what it reminds me of. But so this was found in Glasgow at an IKEA. Shoppers spot mysterious face in the wood of the door in gents' toilet. Now, I'm sure when the guys were building the toilet stalls and everything, they're like, hey, check this out. It looks like something. And it is kind of weird because the rest of it, it's normal line
it's
patterns.
It's like an abstract face painting, maybe.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's weird that that happened to be right there, if I'm showing you on the camera. At thejamhole.com, I'll put the links to it in the show notes, of course. But it's like all lines here until it gets to this one spot. And then it's almost as if someone did it on purpose. So it's kind of weird. It was at an IKEA, of all places. Glasgow's branch of IKEA in Brayhead is proving to have an unusual attraction. After a member of the public spotted an unusual face-like pattern in the grain of the wood in a door in the store's gent's toilet. The man's toilet. The face appears to be of a man with a beard and long flowing hair and is visible beneath the handle of the door on the inside of the men's room. And any time there's a picture that resembles anything close to a man with a beard and long hair, it's automatically Jesus H. Titty fucking Christ.
Every single time.
The mysterious face, which some say looks like a portrait of Jesus, has sparked a considerable amount of debate among shoppers and staff at the store. It has been suggested that it resembles the image of the Shroud of Turin, a religious item held in Italy, which is believed by many to hold the image of Jesus on it after it was used to wrap his body after the crucifixion. Others, this is awesome, others say the IKEA face resembles Gandalf, the wizard from The Lord of the Rings. The character was played by Sir Ian McKellen in the recent trilogy of films. So, is it Jesus? Or is it Gandalf? Or, I'm going to take this one step further and blow all y'all's minds, is Gandalf Jesus?
Ooh. Mine
that's right.
Exploded.
Everyone just dropped dead. That's so stupid. You're all stupid. Are we really? I'm going to take a dump, and I've said this probably 10 fucking times.
Like, finger paint in it.
Since we started this show, I know I've said it. At least once. I'm gonna take a dump and mold it into the fucking Jesus thing, and I'm gonna take a picture of it. I'm gonna dump in the shape of a cross and be like, oh my god, the stigmata!
It came out of my butt.
People
like
are
that.
Fucking retarded. You are so desperate to have a sign of the religion that you believe in that your mind just makes it up, and any little thing that is off is so stupid. Over the years, there have been a number of mysterious sightings of objects that have resembled religious icons, because people are retards. These include an image of the Virgin Mary on a piece of cheese and toast, as well as claims that photographs of rocks and clouds have captured a divine image. So, the second one, I don't even know which is the right side up. I'm going to assume this is the right side up. This, what you are looking at, is an image of Virgin Mary. And do you know what media she chose to appear in this time? What would you say that is made out of?
Hang on.
If you look there. Well, Danny, look here. Jesus. I mean, the Virgin Mary. It's not Jesus. That was the last one.
A stone of some kind?
It's bird poop.
Are you serious?
The Virgin Mary, Divine Mother of the Christ Child, seen in Exhibit A. God, you people. Appeared in bird shit. The Pachuca. The Pachuca family of Brian says an image on their pickup truck is a miracle. Others say no, it is bird shit. The image that came in an unlikely form of a bird dropping appeared on Sunday. Of course, on the day God rested, it had to be. Fucking people. That was the first time Salvador Pachuca had been back to the home since having an accident there 4 months ago. I told my brothers, this is a quote, I told my brothers, come over here and see what this is, and they say this is the Virgin, he said. This pile of shit is
the Virgin.
Well, I
guess it's better than, like, I saw one where the Virgin Mary was in a fucking condom, a used condom attached.
I remember that.
The guy
yep.
holding it up, and it looked like the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, people are so stupid. I could jizz on your stomach in the form of anything I fucking wanted to and be like, oh my god, I could shave my cat's ass to look like Jesus and people would worship the cat. I guarantee it. Which is funny that you guys are like flocking to these things. I seem to remember a commandment saying something about not making graven images and worshiping them. We pick and choose. Whatever. family members made their way outside to see the image on the truck's side mirror. Crystal Pachuca said she took pictures and began making calls to invite others to see what she describes as a miracle.
It's not a miracle. The bird ate some stuff and it took a poop and it pooped on your truck. It's not a big deal.
Hey, that is the miracle of life. I would be so fucking pissed if I got a call and was like, you guys gotta come see this miracle. And I got there and they're like pointing at the truck.
Shit.
And I'm like, what's the miracle? The truck starts?
So you're like, here, dude, I'll get that. And you grab a hose. And they're like, ah.
I like scrape it off and shove it in her face. And I'm like, that's no. There's fucking no. You fucking retards. Quote, we just all feel protected. It's a blessing to our family and to everybody that comes to see it, says Crystal Pachuca.
It's ridiculous.
A blessing. It wasn't a blessing to the bird that dumped it out, was it? He was like, oh, God.
A bird dumped on my fucking car, and I don't take that as a blessing.
So I guess I can go ahead and make the joke, is this holy shit? Come on.
Yeah, it is.
Crystal says the truck doesn't get much use. But last weekend, her husband decided to take it out of their garage and wash it. A few moments later, the image appeared. Of course, you just get done washing your pick-em-up truck, and a bird takes a dump on it, and you're like, oh my god, it's a miracle. I hate people. This is why I hate them. Since Sunday, of course, a steady stream of family, friends, neighbors, and strangers have stopped by to pray and take pictures of the image. The Pachuca says the image is more than a coincidence, especially since it happened on the 12th. The family says in Mexico, what? December 12th is celebrated as the Day of the Virgin Guadalupe. Coño.
Whatever.
What a coincidence. Oh, my God. It was a Sunday, and Sunday is the Lord's Day, if you believe that. Others believe it's Saturday.
This is so stupid. I don't even care.
I know. It is so stupid. I just thought that it's weird that there's two, you know, coming out. Like, when God said his son would return, I don't think that was what he was talking about.
So go sacrifice a goat or something.
Yeah, right.
Leave me alone.
Onlookers say the image is a miracle because the distinct colors and outline of the image on the truck match the image of Virgin Guadalupe. Maybe I'm just looking at it wrong. I know this isn't the most high res of pictures because I just printed it off the internet. But if anything, it looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
Do you see it? It's a vagina. This is a twat. You fucking
twat. I thought it looked like a geode, you know? Like
kinda,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kinda
does. I thought it was one of those.
Or, turn it sideways, it's some lips.
Oh my god.
Lips. Sunday. I have the worst Cheryl Murkowski impression ever. The Pachucas say they will continue to welcome anyone who wants to see the image because the image isn't going to go away anytime soon. Of course not, you disgusting creatures. Quote, I think we're going to just put it on a shelf outside, probably take off the mirror and keep it there because it's something special to us. I'm not going to wash it off, says Crystal Pachuca. Unfucking believable, the things you people believe in.
It's disgusting.
I would be pissed, too, if my God, the thing that I believe in above anything else, was making...
Send me a sign in poop?
In shit, I'd be like, really, God? Shit? Really?
Send your sign in, like, a Lamborghini Diablo or something.
I'm gonna go read the Quran. Fuck you, God. You know, like, this is the dumbest fucking thing ever. So, moving on. Speaking of stupid, retarded people, on my birthday, October 22nd, a man was pulled over for a DUI in what, you may ask? A motorized Lazy Boy lounge chair. This is fucking awesome. In Minnesota, I'll put a link to this on the show notes. You got to see the picture of this lounge chair.
I'm in Minnesota.
Man.
I just want to go down and get some more
beer. He's got an NHRA, National Hot Rod Association, sticker on this fucking lounge chair. It's so
awesome.
That's so awesome. Minnesota man was arrested last year for drunkenly... Oh, this was October last year? Wow. Smoking gun. Thanks. I just saw this. Anyway, he was arrested for drunkenly driving a motorized Lazy Boy lounge chair. Pleaded guilty this week to a DWI charge, that's why. Dennis Anderson, 62, was nabbed after driving his chair into a parked car.
That sucks.
You could have got away, dude. You hit a fucking parked car, you fucking idiot. He was nabbed after he hit a parked car, according to Proctor Police Department. Subsequent blood draw showed Anderson's blood alcohol content was 0.29, more than three times the legal limit. Anderson's customized vehicle, seen in the police evidence photos on the following pages, of course. You can go to the smoking gun if you want to see it right now. Otherwise, like I said, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's powered by an 8-horsepower Kohler lawnmower engine, and it has a stereo, headlights, a built-in cup holder... And a hell yeah, it's fast bumper sticker on the
That's
back.
So awesome.
Not much to do up in Minnesota, don't you know? Boy,
I wonder
howdy.
What kind of tires he put on it or anything. Or if he just
fucking
left,
slicks.
That'd be so cool.
That would be so cool. Anderson pictured above controlled the Lazy Boy via steering wheel protruding from its seat cushion. The vehicle's headrest was adorned with the logo of the NHRA. Following his guilty plea, Anderson was sentenced to 180 days in jail in order to pay a $2,000 fine. A judge stayed Anderson's jail term in lieu of his successful completion of a 2-year supervised probation term. His Lazy Boy, which Proctor cops seized shortly after Anderson's arrest, will soon be auctioned along with items forfeited by other perps.
That's sad.
You know, you fucking know that as soon as the cops got that thing, they're like, dude,
woo!
Test drive. Yeah!
Look, Joe, my bear fits right here.
It's gonna come over from a bear. Wednesday night South Park episode. Fucking awesome. Wrestling thing. That's so fucking fantastic. That's what it is. It's a glorified soap opera.
That's so awesome.
That's so fucking great. All right. Well, speaking of being not smart drivers, a man in Peoria, an Iraqi man, neither here nor there, right, newspaper? Huh? Yeah. You know what I mean. He allegedly ran over his daughter and another woman in a Peoria parking lot Tuesday. Falah Hassan Durka-Durka, 48, is accused of striking his daughter, Noor Amalag Durka-Durka, 20, sending her to a trauma center with life-threatening injuries. Police said her condition had improved early Friday. You're 48, Durka, and you hit your 20-year-old daughter, Durka, with your car in a parking lot. Why? The other woman struck was Amal Eden Kalaf Durka-Durka, 43, who was less severely hurt and whose condition was also reported to have improved. Nora Durka Durka lives with her boyfriend, and Durka, the boyfriend's mother, in surprise, police were withholding the name of the boyfriend as well as the address of the victims and the hospital where they're being treated at.
Want to bet what the names were?
Durka Durka and Durka.
Durka Durka.
Hit a hat or hurt. A police spokesman said Tuesday that the father reportedly was upset that his daughter had become too westernized and was rejecting traditional Iraqi values. What values?
Like that giant black robe thing they have to wear?
Like killing people constantly? Or, like you said, having to
shroud.
She came home with makeup and he's like, that's it! Durka Durka!
No, like, you see those fucking giant shrouds
they have to
wear? They've got to be so super heavy.
The Durka Durkas?
Yeah.
Or a burka.
I have
It's actually called a burka.
They're called a burka?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. That'd be funny, though. Burka
but, like,
for the Durka?
They're so heavy, and all you could see are their eyes, dude. That's so hot in the middle of a desert,
dude. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I mean, this is in fucking, what, Wisconsin or some shit?
Yeah, don't do that. It's hot.
Arizona. Glendale, Arizona. But yeah, like, that's, you moved to America. What the fuck did you think was going to happen to your 20-year-old daughter?
Red Fox says, I bet it wasn't even makeup. I bet it was chapstick.
Yeah, no shit. It was, you know, it was something stupid like that.
Why you this more shiny than normal, daughter?
You too westernized. You need to eat more curry. Durka Durka. Fela Malaka Durka Durka was driving a gray or silver 2009 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Oh, let's speak about being westernized.
No shit.
How about you ride a fucking goat like the rest of your Iraqi Durka Durkas? You don't get an 09 Jeep Grand Cherokee, you fuck.
Fucking hypocrite.
I know. Unfucking believable.
What did they say that they were so wide?
Westernized.
Why?
It doesn't say. She had become too westernized and was rejecting traditional Iraqi values. That's all it said. I guarantee it was something so minute and so stupid. He just didn't know how to handle it because it's such. But like, you live in America. You can't continue doing what, you can't have traditional Iraqi values in America.
You can if you were raised over there and then you are here now,
right,
I'm sure.
But
you can't force it on your kids that are now having to come up in the westernized United States. They're going to lose some of their old fashioned traditional things, okay?
Yep.
They're going to adopt some of the new traditions we have here, or any kind of, you know,
then
normal,
why,
everyday
if
life
you
here.
Didn't want to become westernized, why did you move here? Oh, I'm sorry, all of the sand and roadside suicide bombers was not the place you wanted to raise your kid? Then fucking deal with the westernized culture. When people go over there and talk about sex, they deal with the consequences of your culture. So get fucked, Durka. That's so
and
stupid.
Durka.
Burkas for Durkas.
Oh, God.
It's like toys for tots. All right. A couple more stories here. Did you hear? This is kind of crazy. A convicted sex offender burned to death. Holla if you hear me. When he set himself on fire as authorities served a warrant at his rural Tulsa County home Thursday. So the cops rolled up to his door. Knock, knock, knock. Police, we have a warrant. They found the house empty. The squad peered into a cargo van that sat in the cluttered yard at about 3 p.m. The guy, what was his name? Hobbs? Something Hobbs. he was inside the cargo van, reached out, slammed the door shut. He then doused the van with gasoline and ignited it. Medics pronounced him dead and extra crispy on the scene. The cops said Hobbs had spent time in prison and had indicated that he would do anything to avoid capture. Well, he sure did. But, like, fire, dude, really? That would be the worst way to go. I would totally bite a bullet before I burn myself to death, you know?
Yeah.
That is not a fun way to end your life at all. Quote, there are a lot of people that will do a lot of things to keep from going back to jail, he said. To use a flammable liquid to ignite where they are, I have not seen that before. That's pretty crazy. The cops said that because of the volatile nature of the incident, firefighters didn't immediately enter the van to douse the flames. Yeah, right, they're like, no, let him burn. You know they totally did.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I don't blame him, good, let him fucking burn. That's, you know, he wanted to go out that way, whatever. About 30 minutes after Hobbs set the vehicle ablaze, authorities entered it and discovered his body in the cab. You waited 30 minutes for that fucker to cook. That's so awesome, dude. They totally let him fry. And then, again, in, you know, child molesters talking about here. Did you hear about the ones in Australia, the Western Australia guy? That, well, here, I'll just read it. It's kind of fucked up. Scott Zeris, a 25-year-old from Pinjarra, Western Australia, is locked up in a U.S. jail, could face a life sentence after being charged earlier this month with molesting three boys at a camp in Texas. God sure did bless Texas, boy. Howdy, hilk. That's fucked up, dude. A camp counselor, like fucking little boys at the school camp. I bet it was a church camp, too. Just throwing that out there.
Just throwing that out there.
Throwing it out there, seeing what we catch.
Jesus camp.
The FBI and the U.S. State Department are working with Australian authorities to determine if Zeris, who is believed to have been involved with scouts in Australia and acted as the head of a youth group. Bow yeah! Woo! Called that shit.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Abuse. They're seeing if he abused children back in Australia. Quote, there's other possibilities in Australia, some dude told the AP. I think it definitely needs to be looked at there. U.S. authorities discovered internet postings they believe Zeris wrote on a MySpace forum where he declared he was a member of the Shadoran movement, and it was, quote, a fact that 8 out of 10 boys are bisexual, but only 2 out of these 8 will ever admit it. I'm here to help them admit it. Ah, wank, wank.
I'm going to bring you out of the closet, little boy.
Yep. Quote, I am a Shadoran. What is a Shadoran? I don't understand that. Does anyone know real quick?
I don't have a fucking clue what that is.
I'm just curious. I've never heard that before. Quote, I am a Shadoran, and we have a special sexuality called Nelsha. R Nelsha for male and L Nelsha for female. This sexuality is unique because it has no boundaries, he wrote. You are, wow, this is like NAMBLA, it sounds like. Quote, you are open to love from any age, race, or gender, .. I will love whomever I love. And when I say love, I mean bang with my cock. And when I say whomever, I mean little boys.
Okay.
You're a youth group leader. Is this God's, is this your hand, God? Cool. After, so let me get this straight. A day in the life of God. You come down, you're like, all right, bird poop Jesus, another Jesus, or bird poop Mary, of course, little Jesus in the walls, and a couple youth group guys go ahead and fuck some little kids. Yep, my work here is done.
Yep.
God,
that's,
man.
That's how this world rolls.
Some effed up shit, dude. In another posting, Zeris allegedly wrote how he believed molesters are sick and wrong, but stated there was a difference between people who find children sexually attractive and, quote, molesters. So there's a huge difference, okay? On one hand, you have your molesters. On the other hand, you have people that find children sexually attractive. Huge difference. Day and night here.
That's a pedophile waiting to happen.
A pedophile is a pedophile, bro. It doesn't matter what you call it. Call
exactly.
It whatever you want.
You might be like, damn, that six-year-old's hot.
Yeah.
But as soon as you touch that pedophile, or as soon as you touch the six-year-old, you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
As long as you keep that shit to yourself and you don't let anybody know that you have some weird, sick problem,
you're still a pedophile. If you have those thoughts, you're a creepy fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is not normal.
But nobody
brain
will
fire.
Know unless you actually do go through with
act
those actions.
Act on it, or yeah. Exactly, or post on MySpace forums. Hey, it's all cool. We just find them sexually attractive. You creepy fuck.
Uh-huh.
You weird, creepy fuck. A computer confiscated by U.S. authorities contained photos that point to Zeris abusing children in Australia. Quote, it appears on preliminary from a lot of the stuff on the computer, there could be other victims in Australia. Zeris was working at the popular 86-year-old Camp Stewart for Boys in Kerr County, Texas, as part of an international camp exchange program. You should have, maybe, when he was like, are there any all-boys camps? I want that one. Like, red flag, maybe, or purple flag. No, rainbow flag. Red Fox says, the Shadorn movement, thank you, is a social and environmental movement based on the philosophy and ideals of simple living, local economies, and self-sufficiency, often associated with the ideologies of socially? I don't know. They're basically hippies, he says. Thank you. Oh, okay. Socialism, communism, communalism, not communism. And sustainability. So, kind of cool ideas, but not in that way. Like, taking it to that extreme, no good.
Yeah, no.
No mas.
No.
Let's see. Investigators believe Xeris is a child predator. No shit. He was arrested at San Antonio International Airport on August 20th before he could board a plane for the first leg of his journey back to Australia. He has been charged with aggravated sexual assault of a child, indecency with a child, and continuous sexual abuse of a child under 14. Quote, he talks about loving anybody he wants. We have multiple victims in our state. There are photos on his computer. To me, he definitely fits the definition and motive of predator. No shit, cop?
Duh.
Wow, fucking Dick Tracy over here. Quote, we'll see what the courts say, but my opinion is my opinion. WA police say they were notified by U.S. authorities of Xeris arrests in Texas last month. The Child Abuse Squad, in partnership with the Department for Child Protection, have an ongoing investigation in respect to Mr. Xeris arising from the notification of his arrest. There was no specific allegation that he had abused any WA children, whatever that means. So, fucking fantastic. Good job, world, with the child predators, with driving your lazy boy hot rod drunk, running over your child, and finding images of God.
So, we have some voicemails today, right?
I believe we have a voicemail here. It was left yesterday.
I would like to hear it.
Here we go. Voicemail. Go.
Boris, alles Gute dazu und Danny wird irgendwie Eierstockkram rausgerissen. Dazu muss ich doch mal gratulieren. Das Gute ist ja, ihr versteht überhaupt nicht, was ich sage. Darum kann ich euch ja erzählen, dass ich gerade aus dem Büro komme und das war total scheiße, weil ich wie immer, mein Chef hat einen in der Klatsche. Der fragt mich, ey, hör mal, hier diese Kamera, die hat jetzt ein 8-fach digital zu zoomen. Ist das denn irgendwie, also ist das so ein optischer Zoom? Nein, darum heißt das digital Zoom. So läuft das aber bei mir den ganzen Tag, das ist nicht schlimm. Ich werde hoffentlich nächstes Jahr kündigen, weil es ist einfach nicht gut für meine Klientel und ansonsten wünsche ich euch noch einen schönen Tag und mein Penis hat blaue Augen. Tschüss.
Tschüss. I believe that was a German voicemail.
I have no idea what the hell that dude said.
Yeah.
I was so confused. I think I heard Danny in there.
Yeah. Was that German Bob?
It might have been.
I'm kind of curious what that says now.
Very curious, actually.
Fun stuff. Well, you good? You all right?
Yeah, I'd like to get out of here.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us for the Friday night show. Of course, you can always leave us voicemails, 406-204-4687.
In English.
In English, preferably. And if that was you, German Bob, I am curious what that says. Don't make me have to translate that by myself, please. As usual, thejamhole.com, check out the site, take the poll about the surgery on the right-hand side, of course, where all the other menu stuff is. Email us info@thejamhole.com, check out, you know, the MySpace, the Facebooks, the Twitters, all that fucking shit. We got it all. Other than that, we will see you guys Monday.
Yep.
Monday?
Yep.
All right. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.